the WAC and the new policy, and there will be a blue sheet at the next meeting regarding further looks at this. Thank you very much to everybody. It was a good talk, and I really appreciate, the civility involved. Thank you. Cynthia has a point to make.
Just gonna appreciate everyone for the discussion and the consideration and the thoughtfulness all around. Do look forward to future conversation and maybe I'm working with you, Commissioner Baker, on the issue of sort of timing and workload associated with that.
That'd be great. Thank you again. Okay, if there's not anything further on grazing, we will go to agenda item B, which is the sweet little Oregon Vesper Sparrow. This is a decision. I guess it's Taylor Cotton who will be presenting.
Thank you, Vice Chair Baker. Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning, Chair Carpenter. My name is Taylor Cotton. I'm the Conservation Assessment Section Manager with the Wildlife Diversity Division. Yes, and this is the decision on the Oregon Vesper Sparrow. I have a very short two-slide presentation. I'm going to try to share my screen. Again, thank you. This very short presentation is just to summarize what we heard last time with Derek Stinson on the biology and the status report of the species, and also review the recommendation and the decision for you today. This species and this recommendation is a little different than some of the ones we usually bring, as this is not a periodic status review, which is recommending a change or no change to a species that's already listed. The Oregon Vesper Sparrow is not listed at the current in Washington right now or federally. So this would be a new listing decision. The WAC guides us to provide the status report, including the 90-day public comment period and CEPA review. The final report was presented to the commission back in January for your decision today and recommends the classification of endangered for this species. Endangered is defined in WAC as a species native to the state of Washington that is seriously threatened with extinction throughout all or significant portion of its range within the state. The commission decides this based on biological status of the species being considered and preponderance of scientific data available. So just reviewing what we saw last time with the Oregon Vesper Sparrow, the species is extirpated in British Columbia, Vashon Island, Seattle area, the Dungeness, and San Juans. Its range-wide population is less than 3,000. That includes a population of less than 300 in Washington, and 85% of the remaining population is found in Joint Base Lewis and McChord. It's a prairie species. Prairie species in general are a priority for the Wildlife Diversity Division. Less than 3% of historical South Sound prairie habitat remains, and there's a suite of rare species that rely on that ecosystem, including Taylor's checker spot butterfly, Mazama pocket gopher, street horn lark, all of which are state listed. So our conservation efforts for this species are tied in with that suite of prairie species conservation actions that we're already doing, and recovery involves similar actions as those other species. Again, primarily for this one focused around Joint Base Lewis and McChord, where 85% of the population remains. That is my very short presentation, so I can unshare my screen.
Commissioner, did you have anything more, Taylor?
Nope, that's the decision is for a recommendation on endangered classification.
Thank you. Commissioner Thorburn.
Thanks. Thanks for the presentation, Taylor. I'm really interested in this community concept of recovery with this threatened ecosystem, the coastal prairies, and was looking at sort of the habitat requirements that were cited in the status report. The Confinus subspecies, the Great Basin Vesper Sparrow that we have here, strikes me as probably the most generalist of our prairie sparrow species in terms of its habitat needs. We see it in weedy fields, fields with full of weeds. It is sort of a border species. It likes to have trees around the perching that's noted in the status report. So I was surprised, I guess, because it seemed like those sort of generalist habitat uses were retained in the habitat descriptions in the Athenus as well. So just thinking about as we develop recovery plans that are going to focus on habitat, how that links in with these other prairie species, it seems to me that it's a bit more generalist than, say, the streaked hornlark or the checker spot butterfly.
I might ask Hannah for some help with this one, as she is definitely more of a prairie expert than I am.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. Thanks, Taylor. I'll just pop in here and say that there are some specific requirements, and you mentioned them, the perches and the edge, more edge species than some of what we had historically been focused our management on for, say, streaked hornlark or Taylor checker spot butterfly. But certainly those actions and the integration of the few sort of tweaks to the habitat management has been ongoing now for several years, and certainly is being considered by our land managers and the Joint Base Lewis-McChord land managers, who are encompassing, sort of putting their arms around more specifically Vesper Sparrow in their work. So I'm not sure if I answered your question exactly, but I think taking that system approach that you mentioned is exactly how we're moving, rather not trying to focus so entirely on species, but that fine filter, but applying the fine filter when we need it, but being more comprehensive in our habitat management.
Thank you, Hannah. Did that answer your question, Kim?
Yeah, that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who has a question about Vesper sparrows? If not, then it's time for a motion. Does anybody want to make a motion?
Jim Anderson.
Go ahead, Jim.
I move to adopt WAC 220610010 as presented by staff.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
It sounded like Commissioner McIsaac. It's been moved and seconded that, was that Commissioner McIsaac?
No, it was Coons.
Oh, sorry. I wouldn't have figured that out except for Jim laughing.